welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. They're celebrating the 500th anniversary of Germany's beer purity law this year, the Rhein-Heizgebot, this week on Beer Untapped. It's been hailed as the oldest existing food purity law in the world. The truth of the matter? Well, that may be a little more complicated.
This law almost enters into the realm of lore about how long this has been and how it's been interpreted. I'll at least fill in on the lore side of it, the easy across the bar. What this law outlined was that in 1516, there was an edict that said beer could only be made of water, hops, and barley. And of course, this was previous to Louis Pasteur's work to identify yeast in the beer, which I believe Rhein-Heizgebot was later amended to include.
That is Seth Cook from Woodlegs Brewing at Brookings. Legend has it the law was intended to keep German beer pure. The truth? It was most likely implemented to protect German bread bakers and prevent brewers from using up all the wheat and rye.
There's a lot of the lore said this is a purity law and this is to keep things, you know, the same and to preserve the German heritage. The reality is it was all economics based. There was a lot of political wrangling.
And there was a tax provision included.
The law was passed not only for an economic component, but to protect one of the lawmakers' constituencies so that, you know, there was a protection against, and I think it was the bread makers. To keep the wheat out of the beer so that
and
they
the
can
rye.
Make and the rye. Although we joke and say this is a purity law and this is the, you know, the heritage of German brewing, and it has grown into that.
And even though some exceptions have been carved out of the Rhein-Heizgebot over the years, the law remains in effect to this day.
The law perpetuates still. You'll see labels that say Rhein-Heizgebot brewed, or brewed in accordance with, I think is the, and however you would say that in German. But the it's probably entered more of a realm of marketing almost, as opposed to strict consumer protection or adherence to it.
You can actually sell beer with other ingredients in Germany, but you can't call it beer. In addition, imported beers are exempt from the law. More when Beer Untapped continues. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk Rhein-Heizgebot, the German law that says beer can only be made from water, barley, hops, and yeast. Seth says you can make some pretty fabulous beers with just those four ingredients.
The Rhein-Heizgebot is truly the blueprints for beer anyway. We actually have a t-shirt that has the Rhein-Heizgebot. If you've ever seen our kind of our third logo, it has the water, hops, and barley as an icon on it, and that's just kind of our nod to the old rule, and it still exists, and people still talk about it, and it's a fun word to say. It's fun trivia, and it's also kind of a rite of passage for as you set out on your beer nerd journey. That seems to be one of the first things you kind of begin talking about is the German purity law. So it's kind of cool that it's been 500 years.
Many German beers are regarded with respect worldwide and are some of the finest made. However, that, it seems to me, has less to do with the Rhein-Heizgebot than with the fact that there are some really good brewers in Germany.
And I think a lot of that is, one is they've been doing it for a long time. You know, I'm sure there's been poor German breweries that have come and gone, and the breweries that still exist.
There's some god-awful German beers, too. I mean, let's be honest. There's some terrible German beers. Just like any place else.
The Germans' adherence to convention and strict tolerances that they brew to is really, you know, really quite breathtaking. The German engineering and the German commitment to quality on their beers is outstanding.
However, some brewers in Germany are not thrilled with the law, saying it stifles creativity and the ability to grow an American-style craft beer movement.
Some breweries in Germany that continue to strictly and religiously adhere to this, there's been other breweries that have asked for this law to be repealed, changed, or adopted because it limits some of the creative aspects of the craft beer seen.
After 500 years, though, any further change to the Rheinheitsgebot is likely going to come incrementally and slowly. Let's turn now to Brookings Liquor Store, our beer guide, Drew Eklund, and what's new on tap for your growler-filling pleasure?
From Grand Teton, it's Trout Hop Black IPA, 20 cents an ounce. This beer clocks in at over 100 IBUs, which is a lot, which made me think that it would be overwhelmingly bitter, but not so. In fact, I think the balance is slightly skewed towards the malty side. Flavors a complex array of chocolate, caramel, grassy hops, pine, and spice. The next one we have on tap is from Bee Nectar. It's the Dude's Rug. This one is 30 cents an ounce. It's a hard cider with tea and chai spices. It's sweet, but not overly so. I'd say it's maybe somewhat dry, semi-dry. Flavors of cinnamon, clove, cardamom, ginger, and raisin.
New packaged beers include some from a great brewery out of Cooperstown, New York.
Omegang. They're known for their Belgian-style beers. The first one we have is called Shadow Brewer. It's an imperial stout, $14.99 for the bomber. Strong flavors of roasted malt with hints of coffee and chocolates, some earthy bitterness. It finishes creamy with a touch of alcohol warmth. The next one from Omegang is called Soothsayer. It's limited edition Belgian-style dark ale, $14.99 for the bomber. Flavors of dark fruit, such as cherry, raisin, and plum, really dominate this beer. And one more from Omegang. For fans of the HBO show Game of Thrones, we have Iron Throne Blonde Ale, $8.99 for the bomber. This would make a really cool gift or a collector's item, and the beer itself is actually really good, too. This is actually a really good blonde ale.
And Surly is coming to town. Don't miss the Surly tasting event at Brookings Liquor Store. It's Thursday, May 5th, 2 to 4 p.m. And they're fabulous beers. Finally this week, another LAN party at Wooden Legs.
Bring your laptops. Bring your full-size PCs. It's a little different. On the 30th, on Saturday, I'm going to open the room up, and it's going to be set up all day. We're going to formalize some of the stuff we're going to play starting at 5. Follow us on Facebook. There's also an event list. But I'm going to leave the room open all day. Come claim your spot. Come play some Dota or Counter-Strike or Team Fortress Classic, whatever you want to play. I'd ask people to make sure they're downloaded before they get here. We have internet here if we need to, but, you know, obviously it's a lot more fun to play than download. No registration fee, doesn't cost anything. Turn up and play. We'll have a lot of fun.
All you need to do is sign up ahead of time on the webpage or Facebook. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.